أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق يكبر الليل على النهار ويكبر النهار على الليل وسخر الشمس والقمر كل يجري لأجل مسمى ألا هو العزيز الغفار صدق الله العظيم. The ayats we had discussed from the beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded us to make Allah's ibadat with the greatest degree of ikhlas, sincerity, purity of intention, and full dedication to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala compared our ibadat and that of those who have ascribed partners to Allah Rabbul Izzat, that they worship these idols, these gods, because they think that they will gain closeness to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Here in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's qudrat once again, Allah's power, Allah's might, to remind us. And this is the theme of the Quran Kareem, that entrenched and drenched in our hearts is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty, there is no power and might that can be greater than Allah Rabbul Izzat, there is no one equal to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the skies and the earth with truth. In other words, there is absolutely no doubt in the fact that these are all the creations of Allah Rabbul Izzat. يُكَوِّرُ اللَّيْلَ عَلَى النَّهَارِ وَيُكَوِّرُ النَّهَارَ عَلَى اللَّيْلِ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us some aspects of the greatness of Allah, the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wraps the night upon the day and He wraps the day upon the night. This word takwir in Arabic is when somebody takes something like a blanket and he throws it over something, and when that blanket covers, then that is this word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using here. Like a blanket comes over the light of the day and darkness comes. And then like that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the darkness by throwing something over and light comes upon it. And in this way Allah Rabbul Izzat reminds us of many aspects. One is that person that is scientific can sit down and ponder that how magnificent is this creation of Allah, how precise it is. Secondly, a person can also ponder about how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us about our life. The day and night, by the light of day and by the darkness of night, we find that that amount of time is now diminishing from our lives, and we are going closer and closer to our qabr. We are going closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, closer and closer to the meeting with Allah Rabbul Izzat, closer and closer to akhirat, closer and closer to the accountability that we have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in different ways, in different ayats of the Quran Kareem, about the same aspect. وَسَخَّرَ الشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرِ. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who had subjected the sun and the moon. All of it moves by the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is absolutely nothing that can move without the command of Allah. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows this magnificent great system that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, that everything is subordinate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كُلُّ يَجْرِي لِأَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. And then Allah says that everything travels, everything moves to a fixed term, to a fixed time. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created it, and that was the beginning of it, and a time will come when everything has to diminish. Everything will come to an end. And see where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started off, not the whole lifespan of this earth or the lifespan of the system of Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala broke it down to day and night. And from there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the entire lifespan and the entire term. Allah does not tell us how long it is going to be, when it is going to be, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that everything will cease to function, and you and I, O insan, we all have to cease to function, and we all have to move from one alam, from one realm to another. Ala huwa al-azizul ghaffar. Listen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-aziz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty. When normally we have kings of this world, we have rulers of this world, when they become mighty and powerful, then also zulm sets in. oppression sets in, lack of compassion sets in. But Allah is like this. Allah is Al-Aziz and at the same time Al-Ghaffar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever forgiving. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.